If you're an early riser or awfully late getting to bed tonight, you may get a chance to enjoy a celestial light during the wee hours of Sunday morning. It's the so-called Leonid meteor shower, streaks of light created by bits of dust burning up in the atmosphere. And some astronomers think that we might see thousands of these shooting stars each hour. Joining me to talk about this is NPR science correspondent Dan Charles. So when exactly is this supposed to happen?
On the East Coast, not too inconvenient a time. It's supposed to be 5 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. On the West, it would be 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, the really good thing about this year is there's no moon tonight. And so the conditions are very good because light from the moon would obscure a lot of the shooting stars.
So is this really going to happen? Are the predictions reliable?
There will be a meteor shower. That much is reliable. The way they know this is basically, the Earth, as it goes around the Sun in its annual orbit, goes through the path of a comet that every 33 years goes through the solar system. And so as the Earth runs into the path of this comet, it also barges through a trail of little dust particles that are left behind by the comet. Those dust particles hit the Earth's atmosphere and burn up. That's the shooting star. Now, the thing is, we know that there will be these shooting stars because we are going through the path of the comet. Believe it or not, it's the path that was left behind by the comet when it went through in 1767. But if we hit the trail just right, then we'd get the meteor storm, thousands and thousands of these shooting stars each hour. But we don't know whether we will hit it just precisely. It's not that predictable.
What about bright lights in the city? Should people go out somewhere darker?
The darker your surroundings, the better it'll be. Cities are a big problem, and there are reports from centuries ago where people ran screaming through the streets, frightened, thinking that the end times were coming. There was a really spectacular shower in 1833 that was widely written about. But this was all before the invention of the electric light. When meteor showers were much more visible to many more people.
So what do you recommend? People get up, set their alarms for 5?
Set your alarms if you can. Get up early and don't just look out your window. I'd say go outside, set up a lawn chair, get some warm clothes on because you might be out there for a while. Let your eyes get accustomed to the dark as you look up at the sky. And hopefully there'll be some streaks of light going across the sky.
NPR science correspondent Dan Charles. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.